Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's phenomenal news. Kevin Stefanski speaking at the NFL owners' meetings. It's interesting. It's the owners' gathering, and they bring in the head coaches.
Yeah, you know, isn't this where they take the picture?
Kind of nice.
That's where
they
take
group the hug.
Yeah, the big coach's picture.
Yeah, I think it is.
Where do they put that picture up?
In a room. Stefanski has been speaking, and he talked about the wide receiver room, and he talked about the quarterback room that inspired this up on there on the X.
So our X match is powered by Shiva Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Bob did here. I've never been to Berea, but in my mind, I picture a building with 20 big rooms with bunk beds, and on the door it says quarterback, offensive line, defensive line, and so on. I now hate the word room.
Bob, join the club.
Well done.
And Bob, your description is somewhat accurate. Andy, right outside the quarterback room, what does it say?
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. On the wall. There's a little plaque. Quarterbacks.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Offensive line. What's it say? Offensive line.
Does it say O-line or does it say off period?
I think it says line? Offensive line. I'm not sure. Daryl Ryder would know for sure, but I've seen those rooms and they say they have the name out there.
Did not know.
You know, it's in a hotel. It's like 724.
Okay, you win.
You're in Berea. It says linebackers. Will Kevin Stefanski say room in any more of the cuts Dan is going to play? Yay or nay?
Yay.
I'm going to go no. I'm going to say nay.
Well, so the big one is Cade York, of course, coming back, caused some grief and strife and all that kind of stuff through the fan base. Kevin Stefanski had this to say on Cade York.
They're excited. They've brought him back into the fold.
Okay.
If you're Cade York, do you want to come back here? Or do you think the Browns were the only team right now that was offering him a spot in a room?
You had to drop that on.
I wonder.
I feel like, you know, the way he left and the fact that he could have gone to the practice squad here, but decided to go to the practice. Where did he go to?
Tennessee,
and then he ended up with the Giants, right?
Yeah, where he was with Vrabes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He was with. Ooh, I wonder if Vrabes. Maybe Vrabes is
maybe
the reason
Vrabes
he's back.
Put in the same word he put in for Deontay Foreman.
Hmm.
That's an assumption on my part.
Maybe. I kinda,
not that they needed to. The Browns drafted the guy.
Maybe they just want kickers to push kickers, and their fear is that if Hopkins isn't healthy or they want some kind of competition. Okay, so
you're one pulled hammy away from Dustin Hopkins not being there.
One
as we saw.
One really bad special teams play.
Remember?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was dearly. That play cost.
Yes. He was outstanding here, Dustin Hopkins. But Andy,
he's still here, Jeff.
No, exactly. Yeah. He was outstanding here, and he might be here again this year. In fact, I'd be surprised if he's not. However, you pull a hammy, another team calls, hey, we'd really like him. We'll give you a fifth after Cade York has lit it up, and you trade him, which, by the way, I wouldn't do. Dustin Hopkins is my kicker.
Yeah, he's my kicker, too.
Yeah. However, they drafted Cade York. That means they must have really liked Cade York. And we all liked Cade York when he hit the 58-yarder to win his first game?
Can I just say this? When they signed him, I was like, It didn't work.
And they signed who? Kay Jordan?
Yeah. I was like, are they trying to make amends?
They only signed him to a futures contract.
Yeah, but it's like $1 million, isn't it? It's just under $1 million.
If he makes the team, he's guaranteed the minimum, right?
Is that what it is?
Okay. I think. It's $980,000, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I read. Just under $1 million. I thought, so is he in for $1 million? But he's got to make it, right?
I believe that's the way it is. Yes.
Okay. So
Scott Petrex coming up at 11. We can ask him about KJ.
He'll explain it to us. But I kind of felt like, okay, here we go again. Front office trying to prove that they did the right thing by picking him.
But you need at least two kickers, Andy. Now they have.
You know, I like the front office, but my initial thought was that, right? My initial thought was, here they are trying to prove again that it was worthy to draft him. You don't need to do that. Like, I thought that was one of their best moves all year.
Move on?
Yes, move on and bring in Dustin Hopkins. And just like,
At that moment, they had to do that.
Well, I looked at the front office and said, you know what? That's a brave move to admit that you made a mistake by drafting a kicker, and now you've moved forward, and you ended up, and maybe it was a little bit lucky. Because I remember doing the podcast with Daryl, and Daryl was killing Dustin Hopkins for not being able to make long field goals. Just killing him. And
well, he was 50% in his career before he came here.
But that's the magic of the waters from the Cuyahoga River. It changed him. It made him into a new kicker. And then he blossomed.
And that's how fleeting success at kicker can be.
That's true. The corrosive materials that came out of the river that now turned his body into a kicking machine.
Hey, and I'm not kidding. I just called up Cade York to check something.
Yeah.
You don't see he and Kyle Manzardo ever together. I'm just telling you.
Oh, would you stop it?
I am just telling you.
They're clearly together in the room.
No, because Manzardo's in the AAA room.
Yeah, and guess what? So was York.
No, now he's back in the special teams room.
Well, we move along from this conversation and duck away from it to duck another question, which is play calling. And Kevin Stefanski did just that.
He said Rome. I was wrong.
Told you.
I was wrong.
We're not even listening to what he's saying. We're listening to see if he goes back down.
No, that was the Patches O'Houlihan answer. Yeah. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Okay.
That was.
I want your opinion right now.
Okay, go.
Do you want Kevin Stefanski? Let's just get it out of the way. Do you want Kevin Stefanski calling the plays next year, or do you want him to give that duty to Ken Dorsey? I'll tell you. I want Kevin Stefanski calling the plays. I think he did a nice job, and I honestly think Ken Dorsey better be in Deshaun Watson's ear every series. You're off the field. We're talking. Here's what you think. Here, boom, 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 boom. You are coaching up that quarterback, because if it doesn't work, this whole thing is going down.
I'm going to tell you what I want. I want first 20 play Kevin Stefanski to call the plays.
And then you want a coin flip?
And then they need to figure it out. Maybe someone needs to call different plays in the second half. I just think Kevin is really good at scripting and trying to figure out what the
team is. Well, then maybe Kevin's not calling those first 20. Maybe that's Alex Van Pelt. Kevin, here, call these.
Was.
Yeah, I know.
I want
Kevin calling plays.
Whatever it is, I think they do a good job prior to the game of trying to figure out exactly what they want to do to start things.
A little bit of news, gentlemen, courtesy of Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, NFL.com. The hip drop tackle has been banned per source. So the hip drop tackle. So the idea that you grab somebody around the hip and then kind of go dead weight on them.
And you just drop.
Uh-huh. That has been banned. That's the play that injured Mark Andrews.
Yeah. A
few others along the way.
Bad leads to bad ankle sprains in particular. You know the one thing that's interesting about that?
Is it a personal fall then? Is that what
and I forgot.
I believe that will be the case, Andy, is it'll be a 15 yards and a first down.
I forgot which defensive player
it was. But we don't have
that
for sure. That's just speculation.
But I read over the weekend, they were talking about that, and, you know, it might be outlawed and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the key defensive players. It was somebody's good defensive player. And he said, heck's a hip drop tackle. He had no idea.
To me, it was a pro wrestling move, right?
Andy, it looks like a tackle.
So here's my question.
You're right. How do you get a 270-pound tight end to the ground? Well, you use your body leverage, don't you?
Yeah. I will be curious to see if it's a legal tackle or a personal foul, because, what, two personal fouls, you're in trouble, right?
think that's right.
So I'm wondering how they're going to write that into the books. Is it going to be an illegal tackle, or will it be just a straight personal foul?
You have to go sit in a room by yourself.
That's why I think they need penalty boxes in football. And then you got to go 10 on 11 for one play.
Yeah, so Tom Pelissero follows up. No surprise here.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking for anybody who thinks I'm serious.
No surprise here, despite the NFLPA's objections. The NFL made it clear it wanted what it calls the swivel hip drop tackle out of the game, and now it is. Expect more fines than flags as the league and coaches work to remove the technique. That's from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, following up on the hip drop tackle no longer being a part of the NFL game.
It sounds to me like that's –
yeah.
Say that again.
Guys were falling on ankles.
Yeah. It sounds to me like it's just going to be a straight penalty with fines afterwards if they go back and watch it.
Didn't you just say more fines than penalties, Dan?
Yeah. And that's why I said that.
Correct, according to Tom Pelissero.
Yeah. All right. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram, brownszone.com. We've laid out a bunch of Kevin Stefanski thoughts. Petrak follows them up next. Or as we now, well, we'll give you his alter ego name coming up in just a bit. Petrak, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.